The Blue Jays and Rangers on Wednesday, Toronto would get off to a fast start. There's a man on third, two outs as Justin Smoke steps into the box, facing Texas starter Tyson Ross.
Here's the 2-0 delivery. Swung on, hit in the air, right center field, and that will fall, a base hit. Not hit that hard by Smoke, but looped in there in between the shields and Chu and over the head of Odor. An RBI single for Smokey, his 47th run batted in. He's now 5-for-9 in this series. And here comes the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, left center field. Long run for DeShields. He's still going. He can't get it. One hop off the wall. Both runners score. A double for Goins. It is 4-0 Blue Jays in the first. Here's the 2-2. Swung on in a high drive, twisting down the left field line. Long run for Pierce into the corner. And up against the wall, he can't get it. The ball bounds away back toward the infield, and Gallo has the jets turned on. He might score. He circles third. He's heading home. There'll be no play. It's a stand-up inside the park home run for Joey Gallo. Pierce got too close to the wall. The ball bounded back toward the infield, and there were no Blue Jays in sight to help him out. Home run number 19 for Gallo. Toronto's lead is now 7-3. Mazzara on deck, pitch to Elvis, and a slow ground ball to third. It is a fair ball. Donaldson's got it, pegs to first, and the ball game's over.
Roberto Osuna converts his 18th consecutive save, and the Blue Jays pick up a 7-5 win over the Rangers in Texas. Joe Biagini improves to 2-6 after he strikes out 5 5 2/3 to win for the first time in 7 starts, going back to May 12th. Justin Smoke, 2-for-5, 2 runs, an RBI. He's now recorded a hit in his last 14 games against the Rangers, going back to 2015. The Rangers fall behind early and could never recover. They lose to Toronto 7-5 on Wednesday. Here's Texas manager Jeff Banister.
You know, 4 through 8 couldn't quite find the rhythm, the release point. Most of the damage was done up in the zone. Couldn't get the sinker down. Couldn't find anything to get them off the fastball. Work from behind the count. Biggest troubles.
Ernesto Friere, for him to come out and do what he did for you, what does that do for you, and what has he shown you?
Yeah, he's huge for him to be able to give us a link that he was able to, something that he's not necessarily familiar with. We were ultra thin in the bullpen as it was, so for him to give us that link, it was crucial. Still, you know, some guys in that game that, you know, we battled back, got into a position where 2 runs down, felt like that, you know, still had an opportunity there. But he and Dario, I felt like, did a tremendous job for us. But, you know, he can pitch like that. I've seen him in the past, had him over in Pittsburgh. This is a guy that when he's right, he's got, you know, swing and miss stuff, throw strikes, and get hitters out.
On Ross, you know, he had that last rehab start. He wanted to work on making adjustments and being able to get back into a rhythm pretty quickly. Looked like the first time out, he was able to do that. Is that what you're talking about today, that he just wasn't able to make an adjustment and get back into the inning?
Yeah, and really the slider in the first start was the pitch was able to get him back into the count, out of some situations. If you go back and look at the number of fastballs and limited number of sliders in that first inning, just couldn't quite find the range with either one of them. And so the sinker-slider combo was what made him so effective in the first outing, but just find that rhythm early and able to get all those pitches in the strike zone. We know it's, you know, swing and miss stuff, ground ball stuff, that just couldn't get it there.
Gallo's been scuffing a little bit at the plate, but just talk about tonight, 3 extra base hits, including the inside of the Parker.
Yeah, you know, day down. I think freshened him up a little bit. Was able to find the barrel. Swings were a lot crisper tonight. The balance was better. You know, found the barrel. You know, inside the park home run. It's always fun to watch a big man like that run around the bases. I think somewhere in between first and second, he turned on the speed. It's fun to watch, and it's fun to watch when this guy's swinging the bat well.
Down 6-0 in the first inning, they were still able to claw and scratch some runs across and give you guys a chance to potentially come back and win there in the end?
Yeah, we have great confidence with our offense and the hitters that we have in there now. It's, you know, what we envisioned coming out of spring training with the group of hitters, the professional hitters, to be able to do those things. We feel confident that we're going to score. You know, they were able to put five runs across the board, had some opportunities for a few more. But, yeah, it's a plus for us going forward.
Given the length of time that he was out and the injury, is there some of this to be expected, some up and down for Ross here?
Evan, you can't. I mean, it's a good question, and it's a fair question. I think there's some of that is a little bit unknown. I don't know that that's part of the expectation. But for a guy that's been out 15 months and, you know, really fought his way to get back, and we believe that he's going to find that rhythm. Look, he went back out there and was able to grind through a couple more innings. Stuff was there. We saw it in the second, saw some of it in the third. However, we had, you know, I made the decision that I'm after the first, I was not going to. Literally, it was hitter by hitter, just where we were at and the pitch count, protecting some in that scenario, and still felt like that. You know, he kind of found some rhythm there, but I was unwilling to push that based off the first inning past that pitch count mark.
The series continues Thursday with Martin Perez making the start for Texas against Marcus Stroman of Toronto.